Area 54. In 19244. High fidelity sonic. Electronics to area phonic.
Me. listening to the hip sounds, the now sounds, of Area 54.
Thank you. house mean your bay. A shiver of want always when you're on the tip of my tongue. And in the back of your parked car, I can build a fort and play all day. Between your lips, let's stay here forever.
Thank you. Bay Area. That was Tyco. Song's called Hours off their album Dive. Coming to Doug Fir on the 24th of May. M83, of course, they're going to be coming to the Roseland Theater. Reunion's the name of that song. That was the Tropics remix. Underworld, these guys are opening the Olympic Games, 2012 UK Olympic Games, opening artists for that. And Fantagram, they're not doing anything. Actually, it's great. Off the great album, Eyelid Movies.
They just released an EP. What do you mean?
Okay. I don't know. Compared to everybody else, there's just nothing happening. They're not opening any Olympics or
maybe
not coming to Portland. So they're nothing.
All right. We still like playing them, though.
We sure do, actually. It's hard to get these guys out of your head. Great album, Eyelid Movies. Play a song called When I'm Small. Started off the whole set with Australian Ben Browning, bass player for Cut Copy. Did a song called I Can't Stay. Just came out with an EP in March. And what can you say? We were just talking during this song that you think is a little bit more minimal than what Cut Copy is. I think he's actually been working on this material for a while, so it goes back to some of his early stuff.
Well,
that he
supposedly wrote all this material before they even started writing for Zonoscope. So you're right, it's like older material.
Yeah.
But you're like, well, why did he... So he had his own songs, and then they went together as a band, but his songs sound... I mean, this intro is Graceland, Paul Simon.
That's
goes
amazing.
Into Cut Copy. But if you hear the song, you're like, okay, he is Cut Copy. I mean, obviously,
no doubt.
Huh? He sets the direction for the band, I imagine, right?
Obviously, he does. With his vocals, I had no idea. And of course, you see him live, and he does. He does a lot of harmonizing too. But he obviously has a big driving force behind that band. Didn't know that.
Really?
Did not
know that. He's the bass player. I thought he was a guitar player.
He's kind of the Peter Hook to. Yeah, he is kind of the Peter Hook of New Order to Peter Hook
Summer.
maybe more the Bernard Sumner.
I don't know. I don't think they're, well, I think it's debatable, right? Whether they're as unique as New Order or as groundbreaking as New Order.
Oh, I don't think there is. No, I don't think they are. Well, I mean, he comes out with a Paul Simon hook. He's not that groundbreaking, is he?
Yeah, but then again, I don't think New Order was able even, well, maybe later on they were able to sing, but when they first came out, they were barely able to sing.
Didn't need to.
It was just the music, right?
It's just the music. They are great.
All right. So that Underworld track, Grace, you can find that on their latest Barking. That's one of those, we've talked about this before. You have this album for a while and you somehow overlook a track. And I was just listening to the album. I was like, yeah, this is such a great track. And we've never put it on the show.
Grace is a really good song. Barking actually has stood the test of time. Of course, they have an anthology album, a 3-CD anthology album. The first two CDs are stuff we've already heard. And the third one's pretty interesting. There's definitely a lot of unreleased material, and of course most of it is from Japanese imports, of course.
I thought that was
stuff.
All remixes. Unreleased remixes.
They have another album out with...
That's not a part of the anthology?
I think they have actually 5 CDs available that came out in 2012. A double album and a triple album, if I'm not mistaken. I better check myself.
I think you're mistaken, because I would know that, Tim.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
I better look it up while on the next break. Oh, man. We're going to get into a little Indian vibe here on this next set. What do we got coming up?
Karsh Kale, song called Beautiful. It's Tim Mike with the Area 54.